Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, and you're listening to Moments with a Successful Savior. I want to talk to you about the pleasure of God. The pleasure of God is in favor of the salvation of all men, and therefore, neither death, sin, nor pain can be the ultimate object of God in reference to man. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You can find that verse in Ezekiel 33, verse 11. Death and sin and pain may exist for a time, but if God has no pleasure in them of themselves, they are not the end at which he aims, but the means by which he accomplishes that end. And the end in which God rests as his pleasure, design, or purpose must essentially be benevolent, because he is essentially a benevolent God. Neither death, nor sin, nor pain can be his ultimate plan or pleasure. They are the means by which his holy and righteous designs are carried into effect. God created all men expressly for his pleasure, and therefore, not for ultimate death. Thou hast created all things, says Scripture, for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4:11. Adam Clark has a fine remark on this passage. Here's what he says. He made all things for his pleasure, and through the same motive he preserves. In other words, God has always had that motive, and he still has that motive today. Hence, it is more evident that he hateth nothing that he has made, and could have made no intelligent creature with the design to make it eternally miserable. It is strange that a contrary supposition has ever entered into the heart of man. And it is high time that the benevolent nature of the supreme God should be fully vindicated from aspirations of this kind. Oh, I love that line. Listen to what he says again. It is high time that the benevolent nature of the supreme God should be fully vindicated. And that's what we're doing in these programs, vindicating the character of God. So God's pleasure is for the ultimate happiness of mankind. The Son of God is tasked with seeing to it that his pleasure is accomplished. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in the hand of Christ. For as Scripture says, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That's Isaiah 53, verse 10. Clark comments again on this passage, saying that the pleasure of God is to have all men be saved and brought to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. God's pleasure shall surely be accomplished. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, saith the Lord. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Isaiah 53, verse 11. And Isaiah 46, 10 says, I will do all my pleasure. Now, doesn't this passage alone show us that God's pleasure shall certainly be accomplished? His word shall not return unto him void. It shall accomplish what he pleases and prosper in the object which he sent it to accomplish. And God has no pleasure in the death or suffering of the sinner. That was not the object of creation. God created men for his pleasure, and his pleasure shall certainly be accomplished. The pleasure of God tells us that God is the Savior of all mankind. Jesus Christ is a successful Savior. Thanks for listening to Moments with a Successful Savior. I'm Dan Sheridan.